Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, memorized by Avram Gold. All right, and today we're Masechus Zvachim, Daf Gimel. The first parak, Kol Zvachim. This parak has been generously sponsored anonymously for Refuah Shleimah for Alter Ben Zion Wolf Ben Zipora, as well as for Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ben Ruchama Pesel Rivka. May they both have a Refuah Shleimah. So the three Dafs are going to focus on. Number one, Rav taught that although if one shechted a chatas for the sake of an ola, it's disqualified. If he shechted it l'shem chun, for the sake of chun, it is valid. This proves dimina machriba, intent for something else of its own type, meaning kadshim, damages it. Delamina lo machriba, but intent for something not of its own type, meaning non-kadshim, does not damage it because the chulin intent cannot take effect on the carbon. Rava asks that this contradicts the laws of divorce because the Mishnah implies that a get written for any other woman is invalid, including one written for an obadis kochavim, who is not eligible for gittin. Rava answered that regarding Gittin, Dal Vedis Kol Chavimine, remove the intent from the idolatrous from it, since it's ineffective, Havalistama, and it's still unspecified, which is invalid for a get. But regarding Korbanis, Dal Chulminayu, Havalistama, remove the intent for Chulin from them, it is then unspecified, which is valid for Korbanis. Point number two, Rava posed another contradiction to Rav's ruling from a Brisa's Drasha. Tocho, when a sheretz falls into a kli cheres, everything in the kli's interior becomes tamei. V'lotoch tocho, but not something in an interior within its interior, meaning food inside another kli, inside the kli cheres, which remains tahor. This applies even if the inside utensil is a kli shetef, an immersible utensil, meaning non-earthenware, which can be purified in a mikvah. This proves that even a different type can be an independent interior to protect from tumah. The Gemara answers that chulin relative to kahadshim is not like a different type of kli, but like a machitza, a partition, which is not effective to protect one side of an oven from tumah and the other. However, the Gemara asks that although this is the Chachamim's opinion, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and holds that since a machitza can protect against tumah of a mace through an ohel, certainly can protect against tumah of a sheretz in the kli cheres. The Gemara therefore explains Rav's ruling based on a drasha. Lo yichalu es kadshim b'nei Yisrael, and they shall not profane the holy things of Yisrael, teaching kadshim machalulin kadshim, intentions for kadshim invalidate kadshim, but chulin intentions do not. And point number three, Rav Yossi Bar Ami posed a different contradiction. Rav had said that a chatas shechted for the sake of another type of chatas is valid, but one shechted for an ola is pasul. This indicates the lamina machriba, intent for a different type, does damage it, dimina lo machriba, but intent for something else of its same type does not damage it, compared to intent for a chatas, intent for an ola is not its type. But this contradicts Rav's ruling that a chatas which was shechted, al mish mechuyev chatas, for the sake of someone liable to a chatas, is invalid. But a chatas shechted al mish mechuyev ola, for the sake of someone liable to an ola, remains valid, proving that intent for a different type, meaning someone liable to a different carbon, does not harm it. The Gemara answers that regarding shechting for a different person, the pasuk says, v'kipper alav, the kohen shall affect atonement for him, which teaches alav v'lo al chavero. It must be sacrificed for him and not for his friend. This implies that intent only disqualifies when chavero dumidide, his friend is similar to him, meaning shemuchuyev kapar kamoso, that his friend is liable to the same type of atonement as he. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav taught that although if one shechted a chatas for the sake of an ola, it's disqualified. If he shechted it l'shem chulin, for the sake of chulin, it is valid. This proves dimina machriba, intent for something else of its own type, meaning kadshim, damages it. Delamina lo machriba, but intent for something not of its own type, meaning non-kadshim, does not damage it because the chulin intent cannot take effect on the carbon. Rava asks that this contradicts the laws of divorce because the Mishnah implies that a get written for any other woman is invalid, including one written for an obadis kochavim, who is not eligible for gittin. Rava answered that regarding gittin, dal obadis kochavimine, remove the intent from the idolatrous from it, since it's ineffective, havalistama, and it's still unspecified, which is invalid for a get. But regarding korbanis, dal chulminayu, havalistama, remove the intent for chulin from them, it is then unspecified, which is valid for korbanis. Point number two, Rav opposed another contradiction to Rav's ruling from a Brisa's Drasha. Tocho, when a sheretz falls into a kli cheres, everything in the kli's interior becomes tamei. V'lotoch tocho, but not something in an interior within its interior, meaning food inside another kli, inside the kli cheres, which remains tahor. This applies even if the inside utensil is a kli shetef, an immersible utensil, meaning non-earthenware, which can be purified in a mikvah. This proves that even a different type can be an independent interior to protect from tumah. The Gemara answers that chulin relative to kahadshim is not like a different type of kli, but like a machitza, a partition, which is not effective to protect one side of an oven from tumah and the other. However, the Gemara asks that although this is the Chachamim's opinion, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and holds that since a machitza can protect against tuma of a mace through an ohel, certainly can protect against tuma of a sheretz in the kli cheres. The Gemara therefore explains Rav's ruling based on a drasha, Lo yechalu es kadshim b'nei Yisrael, and they shall not profane the holy things of Yisrael, teaching kadshim machalulin kadshim, intentions for kadshim, invalidate kadshim, but chulin intentions do not. And point number three, Rav Yossi Bar Ami posed a different contradiction. Rav had said that a chatas shechted for the sake of another type of chatas is valid, but one shechted for an ola is pasul. This indicates the lamina machriba, intent for a different type, does damage it, dimina la machriba, but intent for something else of its same type does not damage it, compared to intent for a chatas, intent for an ola is not its type. But this contradicts Rav's ruling that a chatas which was shechted, amish mechuyev chatas, for the sake of someone liable to a chatas, is invalid. But a chatas shechted amish mechuyev ola, for the sake of someone liable to an ola, remains valid, proving that intent for a different type, meaning someone liable to a different carbon, does not harm it. The Gemara answers that regarding shechting for a different person, the pasuk says, v'kiper alav, the kohen shall affect atonement for him, which teaches a love v'lo al chavero. It must be sacrificed for him and not for his friend. This implies that intent only disqualifies when chavero dumidide, his friend is similar to him, meaning shemuchuyev kapar kamoso, that his friend is liable to the same type of atonement as he. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Gimel, and our standard Siman is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. As the Kohen shechted a chatas as chulin to be used to celebrate his friend's victory in the camel race, the cook of the party preparing tahor food in a kli betoch kli that had sheretz in the outer kli was glad when he heard his chatas was still valid, even though it was shechted for someone who was chayev, an ola. So once again, in slow motion. As the Kohen shechted a chatas as chulin to be used to celebrate his friend's victory in the camel race, that must be on Dav Gimel, Gamal, camel. As the Kohen shechted a chatas as chulin to be used to celebrate his friend's victory in the camel race, which reminds us, Rav taught that although if one shechted a chatas for the sake of an ola, it's disqualified, if he shechted it l'shem chulin for the sake of chulin, it's valid. This proves dimina machriba, intent for something else of its own type, meaning kachim, damages it, delabmina l'machriba, but intent for something not for its own type, meaning non-kachim, does not damage it because the chulin intent cannot take effect on a carbon. So as the Kohen shechted a chatas as chulin to be used to celebrate his friend's victory in the camel race, the cook of the party preparing tahor food in a kli betoch kli that had a sheretz in the outer kli, which reminds us, Rav opposed another contradiction to Rav's ruling from a Bryce's drasha, tocho, when a sheretz falls into a kli cheres, everything in the kli's interior becomes tameh, v'lo toch tocho, but not something in an interior within its interior, meaning food inside another kli inside the kli cheres, which remains tahor. This applies even if the inside utensil is a kli shetef, an immersible vessel, meaning non-earthenware, which can be purified in a mikveh. This proves that even a different type can be an independent interior to protect from tuma. The Gemara answers that chulin relative to kachim is not like a different type of kli, but like a mechitza, a partition, which is not effective to protect one side of an oven from tuma in the other. So as the Kohen shechted a chatas as chulin to be used to celebrate his friend's victory in the camel race, the cook at the party preparing tahor food in a kli betoch kli that had sheretz in the outer kli was glad when he heard his chatas was still valid, even though it was shechted for someone who was chayev an ola, which reminds us, we learned that a chatas shechted for someone obligated in an ola is valid. The Gemara explains that regarding shechting for a different person, the pasuk says, v'kiper alav, the Kohen shall effect atonement for him, which teaches alav v'lo al chavero. It must be sacrificed for him and not for his friend. This implies that intent only disqualifies when chavero dumya didei, his friend is similar to him, meaning shemuchuyev kaparo kamoso, that his friend is liable to the same type of atonement as he. So once again, as the Kohen shechted a chatas as chulin to be used to celebrate his friend's victory in the camel race, the cook at the party preparing tahor food in a kli betoch kli that had a sheretz in the outer kli was glad when he heard his chatas was still valid, even though it was shechted for someone who was chayev an ola. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara, daf yud base. So the symbol daf yud base is 12 brothers. So here goes. As the younger brothers, that must be on daf yud base. 12 brothers. As the younger brothers were busy preparing the simanim for Rosh Hashanah, cutting up gourds, leeks, beets, and dates, which reminds us, after bringing his various examples of things to do to act as a simon, for example, anointing a melech by a spring as a simon, his reign will last, Abaya said, Hashad Amr simanim milsihi, now that you've said that an omen is a significant thing, One should always be accustomed to see on Rosh Hashanah, Kara Verubia, Karsi Vasilka Vatamre, a gourd, fenugreek, leeks, beets, and dates. Rashi explains that these grow quickly. So as the younger brothers were busy preparing the simanim for Rosh Hashanah, cutting up gourds, leeks, beets, and dates, older brothers were learning Mishnayos to prepare to learn from their Rebbe, which reminds us where Mesharshia told his sons, when you want to go and learn in front of your Rebbeim, Girsu Masnisa Va'ul Kamei Rebbeichu, study the Mishnah well beforehand, and when you sit before him, look at his mouth, as the Pasuk says, Vayu Einecha Ros as Morecha, and your eyes should see your teachers. When you learn by a river of water, so just as the water flows constantly, your learning should flow constantly. So as the younger brothers were busy preparing the simanim for Rosh Hashanah, cutting up gourds, leeks, beets, and dates, older brothers were learning Mishnayos to prepare to learn from their Rebbe, and using one of their Kohen Gadol kashims to debate where a Kohen Gadol does Kriya, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kohen Gadol por mulamata, a Kohen Gadol tears his garment when a relative dies from below, the hedyot mulamala, and the ordinary Kohen tears it from above. Rav says lamata means lamata mamish, literally below, meaning at the bottom of the garment. And lamala means lamala mamish, literally above, meaning the neck of the garment. Shmuel says both refer to the neck area of the garment. Lamata means from below the border of the neck opening, meaning he may tear a hole below this border. And lamala means from above the border, meaning he must begin tearing from the neck opening itself. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The super bar mitzvah bacher, that must be more daf. Yud Gimel, the super bar mitzvah bachur who skipped over the man's jail to rescue the woman from captivity, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ish kodem l'isha, l'chayos l'hashav aveda. A man precedes a woman regarding keeping one alive, if only one can be saved, or to return a lost object to one of them. Isha kodemus l'ish l'chasos l'hotzi mibes ha'shevi. But a woman precedes a man regarding providing clothing to one, or to free one from captivity because she may be violated. In a case where even the man may be abused by his captors, the man takes precedence. A Braisa teaches that if one was captured together with his father and Rebbe, he precedes his father, who would precede his Rebbe. His mother would precede all of them. So the super bar mitzvah bachur who skipped over the man's jail to rescue the woman from captivity also skipped over the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz and was able to rescue the mamzer Tam L'Chacham, which reminds us the Mishnah lists the order precedence beginning with the Kohen and then the Levi and so on, and then states that if one was a Tam L'Chacham, then mamzer Tam L'Chacham called him a Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. Even a mamzer who's a Tam L'Chacham precedes a Kohen Gadol who's an ignoramus. Rav Acha bar Rebbe Chanina explains that the final halach is derived from the pasuk Yekarahimi Pinimim. The Torah is more precious than pearls. This teaches that the Torah is even more precious than a Kohen Gadol who enters the innermost room of the Mikdash. So the super bar mitzvah bachur who skipped over the man's jail to rescue the woman from captivity also skipped over the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz and was able to rescue the mamzer Tam L'Chacham because the guards were distracted by the rabbi learning uksin loudly next to the Nasi's house, which reminds us, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nassin attempted to remove Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Nasi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel removed them from the Beis Midrash, but eventually allowed them to return, but penalized them, that Rabbi Meir's teachings would be quoted as Acherim, others, and Rabbi Nassin would be quoted as Yesh Omrim, there are those who say. Daf Yadal, so the Simmer Daf Yadal is a yod, a hand, and we use a juggler in the Simmon. So here goes. The great juggler, that must be more on Daf Yadal, yod, hand. The great juggler named Meir, whose name was reinstated in the juggler's handbook, which reminds us the Rebbe restored Rebbe's name to the Mishnah by teaching Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir. They say in the name of Rabbi Meir. Rava observed that even Rebbe, who was a humble man, only revised the text to Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir. They say in the name of Rebbe Meir, and not the straightforward Rebbe Meir said. So the great juggler named Meir, whose name was reinstated in the juggler's handbook, juggled a model Sinai mountain in one hand and uprooted a mountain with the other, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan relates a dispute between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. One says, Sinai Adif, a Sinai is better, meaning a sage with superlative expertise in Mishnayos and Braises, organized as clearly as the day they were given on Har Sinai. The other says, Okar Harim Adif, one who uproots mountains is better, meaning a sage with superior analytical powers, albeit with a lesser mastery of the Mishnayos and Braises. When Rosh Hashiva was needed to be appointed in Bavel, the sages in Eretz Yisrael said, a Sinai is better. So the great juggler named Meir, whose name was reinstated in the juggler's handbook, juggled a model Sinai mountain in one hand and uprooted a mountain with the other, while performing before four boys who were trying to figure out who is the leader, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Abaya, Rabba, Rabbi Zera, and Rabba Bamasna were sitting together and needed a leader. They said that whoever says something which is not refuted will be the leader, Only Abaye's statement was not refuted, and Rava saw that Abaye's head went up, and Rava said, Nachmani Psach Ve'ema, Nachmani, which was Abaye's name, begin and say a shir. The Gemara asks, who's better, Rabbi Zera or Rabba Bar Masna? Rabbi Zera is a charvu maksha, sharp, imposes challenges and resolves them, and Rabba Bar Masna is masun umasik, deliberate, and arrives at the halacha conclusion. The Gemara says, teku, let the question stand, unresolved. Dab Beis, so the Siman Dab Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. At the Shalolishma house, that must be on Dab Beis, bias, house. At the Shalolishma house, where people were informed if the carbon that was shechted Shalolishma was still offered, which reminds us, the first Mishnah begins, Kol Zvachim Shenizbuchu Shalolishman Ksherim, all carbonas which were shechted not for their own sake, but were shechted for the sake of a different type of carbon, are valid, except that they do not count for the owner towards his prior obligation, and he must bring another carbon. Some carbonas are disqualified if they're shechted Shalolishman, and the Mishnah records four opinions. So at the Shalolishma house, where people were informed that the carbon that was shechted, Shalolishma, was still offered, Kohanim were being trained to do Zrika Lishma, even if the Shechit was done Shalolishma, which reminds us, the Mishnah said that a carbon shechted Shalolishma is valid Ella, except that it does not count for the owner's obligation. This extra word hints that the carbonists remain in their status of sanctity, and it's prohibited to make more changes. As Rava taught, if an ola was shechted, Shalolishma, it's forbidden to do it Zrika Shalolishma. So at the Shalolishma house, where people were informed if the carbon that was shechted Shalolishma was still offered, Kohanim were being trained to do Zrika Lishma, even if the Shechita was done Shalolishma, and to remember that Stama is like Shma, unlike a get, which must be written with specific intent, which reminds us, Rav explained, Zvachim v'stam l'shman omdim. Karbanis, even without being specified, stand to be brought for their own sake, unless specifically shechted Shalolishma. A woman without being specified does not stand to be divorced, so a get must be written with intent for a specific woman to be considered for her sake. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you learn Simanim Milsihi, and one should prepare Simanim on Rosh Hashanah? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn Mamzer Tamachachim Kodum Akon Gadol Ama Aretz? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that karbanos are staman kilishman dami, but gittin are not? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that a chata shechta for someone obligated in an ola is valid? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss, Nisiyas Maushet Tapsik? What is the halach regarding whether status as Nasi separates between acts of eating? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn about Reb Meir and Reb Nasan's attempt to remove Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Nasi? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that when a sheretz falls into a kli cheres, everything in the kli's interior becomes tamei, velo toch toch, but not something in an interior within its interior, which remains tahor? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if a kol mashiach or a nasi sinned and then left their positions, or they sinned before assuming their positions? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn a shechted l'shem chuan is valid, and we say de lav mina u'machriba? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that Rav Misharshia told his sons that when they want to go and learn in front of their rebbeim, they should study the Mishnah well beforehand? That's on daf Yud Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.